Lycee Escape from Sphinx Galaxies in the Epoch of Ryanization, by Joachim Rosdahl et al. We measure escape fractions, FESC, of ionizing radiation from galaxies in the Sphinx suite of cosmological radiation hydrodynamical simulations of ryanization, resolving halos with MVIR 7.5 times 10 to the 7 mSun with a minimum cell width of approximately equals 10%. Our new and largest 20 co-moving MPC wide volume contains tens of thousands of star-forming galaxies with halo masses up to a few times 10 to the power of 11 mSun. The simulated galaxies agree well with observational constraints of the UV luminosity function in the epoch of ryanization. The escape fraction fluctuates strongly in individual galaxies over timescales of a few mirs, due to its regulation by supernova and radiation feedback, and at any given time a tiny fraction of star-forming galaxies emits a large fraction of the ionizing radiation escaping into the intergalactic medium. Statistically, FESC peaks in intermediate mass, intermediate brightness, and low metallicity galaxies, M approximately equals 10 to the power of 7 mSun, M1500 approximately equals minus 17, Z is less than or equal to 5 times 10 to the power of minus 3 ZSN, dropping strongly for lower and higher masses, brighter and dimmer galaxies, and more metal-rich galaxies. The escape fraction correlates positively with both the short-term and long-term specific star formation rate. According to Sphinx, galaxies too dim to be yet observed, with M1500 to 17, provide about 55% of the photons contributing to ryanization. The global averaged FESC naturally decreases with decreasing redshift, as predicted by UV background models and low redshift observations. This evolution is driven by decreasing specific star formation rates over cosmic time. This was Lycee Escape from Sphinx Galaxies in the Epoch of Ryanization, by Joachim Rosdahl et al.